Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 18, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Infosys completes first phase of Bendigo and Adelaide Banks program. Infosys has announced that it completed the foundation phase of the digital program for Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, designed in collaboration with Microsoft. Bank Saudi Fransi leverages TCS-BANCS to drive payments transformation. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, has announced that Bank Saudi Fransi has augmented its domestic and international real-time payment processing using TCS-BANCS. Union Credit launches a marketplace for credit unions. Union Credit has launched its first marketplace for credit unions, allowing them to make secure and efficient credit offers at the point of purchase. Pay. UK and Iliad Solutions support NPA payments testing. Iliad Solutions has launched its T3 test and certification platform for new payments architecture, NPA, strengthening Pay. UK's self-validation testing. Cash-free payments launches BNPL Plus. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-Free Payments has launched BNPL Plus to help with the discovery and offering of affordable payment options for customers. India and Indonesia in talks to link up their fast payment systems. India and Indonesia have engaged in talks to settle bilateral transactions in local currencies and link up their fast payment systems. Pingpong provides cross-border payments for AliExpress. AliExpress has chosen China-based fintech Pingpong Payments as one of its first external partners to help Chinese merchants get paid abroad. TrueLayer research shows merchants lose out from poor payments experiences. Open banking platform TrueLayer has published new research, revealing that merchants have yet to breach the gap between payments experiences and consumer expectations. Paysafe partners with Better. UK-based payments platform Paysafe has partnered with Better for offering customers in Ohio and Massachusetts an improved micro-betting experience. Identity partners with 42 Heilbronn. Identity verification company Identity has partnered with Germany-based 42 Heilbronn to maintain a secure e-learning environment for the latter's customers. Starling Bank partners with Napier. UK-based digital challenger bank Starling Bank has partnered with intelligent compliance technology company Napier to better fight financial crime. Access Pay launches Detect. UK-based corporate-to-bank integration provider Access Pay has announced the launch of its new fraud and error identification service, Detect. Comply Advantage launches KYB solution. Financial crime intelligence company Comply Advantage has announced the launch of a Know Your Business, KYB, verification solution with flexible risk scoring. Theta Ray receives Microsoft Cloud Solution Provider status. Israel-based big data analytics provider Theta Ray has made its AI-based transaction monitoring solution Sonar available on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. NAB blocks millions in customer payments over scam concerns. National Australia Bank has blocked more than $270 million Australian dollars in customer payments citing cryptocurrency scam concerns. Chainlink CCIP launches on Mainnet. Web3 services platform Chainlink has announced that the Cross-Chain Interoperability Protocol, CCIP, has entered the Mainnet early access phase. Wise lifted by rising interest rates and customer growth. Money transfer firm Wise is reporting a strong first quarter, driven by 33% year-on-year growth in active customers to 6.7 million and rising interest income. Block sues Visa and MasterCard over interchange fees. Block is suing MasterCard and Visa over the interchange and other fees imposed by the duopoly on the Square payments platform. Connex Pay launches real-time B2B payments in Europe with GBP, your currencies. Connex Pay, the first and only payments technology company that offers a fully integrated payments acceptance and payment issuance solution inside a single platform, has expanded upon an already impressive global footprint with the launch of British pounds, GBP, and euros, your currencies. Travelex taps hedge flows for pre-order FX service. Hedge Flows, a fintech platform for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, has partnered with Travelex to help people plan against volatile exchange rates. Paddle launches new program to support AI founders. Paddle, the complete payments infrastructure provider for software companies, today announces AI Launchpad, a new six-week program run by Paddle aimed at empowering ambitious software founders to build, launch and scale their AI-powered business ideas. Iliad releases test platform for NPA. Iliad Solutions is pleased to announce the general release of its T3 test and certification platform for new payments architecture. Cashflows bets on the human touch with new in-person payments platform. Cashflows, the platform that makes it easy for merchants to accept payments, today launches its new cloud-based in-person payments, point-of-sale, solution. NOS is to release decentralized payment network and Visa card. NOS announces the imminent release of NOS Pay and NOS card. Thread appoints Ava Kelly as Chief Product Officer. Thread, a fast-growing next-gen payments platform, has today announced the appointment of Ava Kelly as Chief Product Officer, CPO. Finastra, keeping up with instant payments. In the third episode of this four-part Finextra TV series, Barry Rodriguez, EVP Payments Business Unit at Finastra, explores key trends in the payments landscape and their impact on customers. Focusing on instant payments, he addresses what the disruption caused by new players in cross-border payments means for traditional financial institutions, how banks can adopt and support the introduction of new services and regulations by major markets, and strategies for helping FIS adapt to the evolving landscape. Capital Markets Fintech 73 String scoops $10 million in Series A funding. 73 Strings, the pioneering provider of valuation and portfolio monitoring solutions for the private capital industry, has completed its Series A funding round. Rebar and Orchestrate collaborate on front-to-back cross-asset trading platform. Rebar Systems, a trusted trading platform solutions provider to hedge funds and asset managers, and Orchestrate, the capital markets trading, operations, and risk technology firm, today announced a partnership to provide a fully integrated offering of Rebar's order management and execution platform, Roam, with Orchestrate's market-leading cross-asset front-to-back trading and risk portfolio management system. TS Imagine appoints Christian Dietman to UK sales team. TS Imagine, the leading global, cross-asset provider of trading, portfolio, and risk management solutions for financial institutions, is pleased to announce the appointment of Christian Dietman to its EMEA sales team. Comply Advantage introduces KYB verification with flexible risk scoring. One of the biggest challenges faced by regulated and non-regulated companies is assessing whether or not another business is safe to work with. Starling Bank goes live with new AML platform from Napier. Napier, the London-based intelligent compliance technology company, is pleased to announce it has been selected as the Anti-Money Laundering, AML, and Counterterrorism Financing, AML, CTF, technology platform of choice for the leading British digital challenger bank, Starling. Cashflows launches in-person payments platform. The platform simplifying payment acceptance for merchants Cashflows has announced the launch of its cloud-based in-person payments, point-of-sale, solution. Nuvei partners with Plaid. Nuvei and Plaid have announced an extension of their existing global partnership to support a wider range of businesses accepting bank-based payments for multiple use cases. Connex Pay launches GBP and Euro real-time B2B payments in Europe. US-based paytech Connex Pay has expanded its global footprint by enabling European companies to receive and send payments in GBP and Euro currencies. MODIFI secures $100 million facility from HSBC. Germany-based fintech MODIFI has secured a $100 million debt facility from HSBC Innovation Banking UK to support its growth efforts. Visa and MasterCard face an antitrust lawsuit. Visa and MasterCard have faced a lawsuit over alleged conspired vastly overcharge of the Square payment platform for increased retail prices for clients. Currency Cloud partners with Nook. UK-based cross-border payments platform Currency Cloud has partnered with all-in-one accounts payable platform Nook to upgrade the latter's capabilities. TrustPay and IXOPAY join forces. TrustPay, a leading provider of payment services, and IXOPAY, a payment orchestration platform, are excited to announce their strategic cooperation aimed at delivering enhanced payment solutions to merchants. Private markets fintech Anduin raises $15.6 million. Anduin, the trusted innovation leader empowering lasting investor relationships in the private markets, announced today they have raised $15.6 million in Series B funding. 8VC led the round with participation from existing investors and GC1 Ventures. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.